everybody, one second. Welcome to the Stag Shows, Bob. Well, I was going to say, and the winner is Jenny in the bathroom. Oh, wait a minute. There's been a mistake. The winner is Miles Tidal. Called Burning the Candle at Both Ends.
Yeah.
Welcome to the show, everybody. So, Oscars last night, you know, the big faux pas, which I think was totally planned, if you ask me. My thought is that it was totally planned. They knew that Warren Beatty and Faye Dunaway would do just read whatever they were handed, so they just handed them something wrong to cause a frou-frou.
Yeah.
What do you think?
I didn't watch it.
I didn't watch it either. I just saw it this morning.
I was just watching The Walking Dead, so I don't know.
Yeah, I read about it this morning, and I'm like, oh, come on. They've been doing this thing for how many years, and then this year they screw it up? Come on.
Yeah, I don't know.
You know what I mean?
So it was like the wrong card or something?
Yeah, but it was... Best Picture's the last thing to get announced, and so why would they have the Best Actress card mixed in? You know what I'm saying?
I don't know.
Yeah, exactly. It's a whole big bunch of crap. So, I call bullshit. So, anyway. I guess you don't really have a take on this, so we'll just move on.
Hey, you're just being a real Dick Tracy about it. You know? No, I didn't watch it. I didn't watch it.
You didn't even see it online? The point is not to watch it. The point now is not to watch it. You don't watch it.
Well, I got the story. I pretty much read it in a little caption, about two sentences. I understood it. Like, okay.
Exactly. And that's what it was all about right there. Whoop.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So anyway, I found somebody who was more stupid than you.
I doubt it, but go ahead.
When it comes to computers, I should have said that part.
Oh, well, thank you, yes. Thank you for not being, you know, an asshole.
So, this woman that I work with... She flags me down. She's like, I got a question for you, Bob. And she's like, I got these two screens, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I want them to be a little further over, but they just won't go any further. She's like, do you have a longer cable that you could give to me and, you know, make these things? And I'm like, what?
It sounds like some porn or something. Okay.
Yeah, no. And I'm like, no. I said, I don't have anything that could help you with that. But I can tell you what you need. And so I told her, you know, you need an extension. And then I'm looking there for a minute, and I'm like, well, if you just move your computer, you know, over here, you'll have enough slack, and it'll work out for it. She's like, what? I go, if you move your computer, you know, over here a little bit, if you don't mind that, it'll have enough slack in the line, and it'll go where you want. She's like, that thing? I go, yes, your computer, right there. She's like, oh. And she had no clue whatsoever that the actual thing that does the work to make these magic screens have things appear on them was the computer.
Oh. Wow.
Yeah. I'm like, yeah, your computer right there. And she's like looking at me like I got three heads or something. And I'm like, it's right there on the floor. It's sitting there under your desk.
Dang.
Yeah. So, you know, we have towers still, you know, box. And it's, you know, we don't have the newest stuff, so...
Yeah.
It's not an all-in-one or anything. It's got the box that runs the cables to the monitor. And I was just like, I was dumbfounded. I'm like, really? Really? You don't know that that's a computer?
All right.
I thought that was my coffee holder. I just push a button and I get a little thing to hold my coffee.
It's amazing.
It's a high-tech desk.
How do I raise my hand?
That's right. Yeah. I don't know. I was just dumbfounded. I was like, really?
Yeah, you're like, I owe Miles a huge apology next week.
Well, I wouldn't say a huge apology, but I was like, you know, at least he's not at the bottom.
Yeah, well, I got that going.
Right? Yeah, you got that going, exactly.
Which is nice.
You know, if I said, if I went took you into an office and I said, which one of these reminds you most of yourself? You know, you point to the Scotch tape, but...
You're still not the old Saturday Night Live, yeah.
No, I mean, at least you could probably pick the CPU, you know, where the housing of all the inner workings go.
The CPU?
Yeah, what? So anyway, I was flabbergasted. I didn't go into it with her, but, I thought that she was joking and then I realized she wasn't. And then I was like, best to move on. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I think you had to cut your losses and just say, you know what? Yeah.
Yeah. Let's move on.
Moving on.
So, anyhow, did I mention that was my boss? No, I'm joking.
Yeah, I'm waiting to hear that.
Yeah, what?
Bob, do you need a raise?
Well, if you can figure out how to put it into the computer.
Oh, well, I guess you're screwed.
Guess you're screwed. No one gets a raise because I can't figure this fucker out.
All right, Bob.
So, the other thing I wanted to say was we should have a moment of silence.
Yes.
For Bill Paxton.
Agreed.
There you go.
There you go, yeah. Yeah, I know, I'm still bummed out, man. I'm like, wow, man, Chet.
Yeah, McDonald's is going to commemorate... his life. They're gonna have sort of a greasy pork sandwich in a dirty ashtray. Yeah, call it the Bill Paxton. McPaxton.
He was in so many things, man.
I know. Bill Paxton, if I were an actor,
yeah,
I would want that career.
Right, for real, right?
He wasn't, you know, always the biggest star.
No.
But he was like Samuel L. Jackson, he was in everything.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, those two guys, totally.
I forgot he was in Apollo 13, because we love that movie.
Oh, yeah, Did you go see that together?
I think we did.
Yeah, and the stupid kid was kicking a chair, yeah.
Well, that I don't remember. But
well, he wasn't kicking your chair.
No.
But, yeah, Bill Paxton, yeah. So sad.
And Judge Wapner.
Judge Wapner. But come on, the guy was like 94 years old. Come on. You know, he's still going, looking for Rusty. Rusty! The bailiff. Anyway.
Yeah. Yeah.
Doug Llewellyn's going to do the eulogy.
They'll take him to you take him to court.
That's right. Don't get even... Take him to court.
Take him to court.
So, but yeah, Bill Paxton, that's a huge, you know, that guy, he had another 20 years worth of bits in them, you know?
Weird Science.
Yeah.
Terminator. Oh, I love
Terminator.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Oh, like everything. Titanic. Yeah. Twister.
Mm-hmm.
Half the cast of Twister, I think, is dead now. It's just so
no, I think Helen Hunt's still alive.
Philip Seymour Hoffman, dead.
Yeah, dead.
Who's in it?
Maybe we could start a rumor that the cast of Twister is being picked off one at a time.
Wow. Who's gonna admit?
Probably, you know, my wife reminded me of this whenever the news broke the other day. A Simple Plan. You remember that movie?
No.
You don't?
No.
It was him, Billy Bob Thornton. Simple Plan. It was really good. Kind of, they find this money, and it's a whole big thing. You know, it was good.
Well, maybe I did. Yeah.
Yeah, you saw it. I know you saw it.
I don't know. Yeah, maybe.
Anyway, just a great all-around actor, and I think he was probably a pretty good person in general, so.
Like, you never met him, but you feel like you know him. You know?
Oh, yeah,
like,
he's a total guy, you know.
He's cool. He's a guy's guy, yeah.
Guy's guy, exactly.
Yeah, he's definitely cool.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's a big loss there.
Yeah, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, too bad, man.
So what's going on with you?
Well, we're, out of the high school game now. All the kids have graduated.
You keep going for some reason, but yes, technically you don't have any children there, but you still seem to be drawn to the volleyball games and the softball.
I have not been to one of those in at least a year. So.
And women's basketball.
I have quit going to that as well. So,
I heard you were petitioning for a flag football team for the women.
In my defense, I used to go to the women's basketball game in college.
You
so.
Did. I know you went on a regular basis.
You couldn't get into the men's games because they're all sold out, so I just went to the women's. So screw it.
Well, I don't know that that's why you went to the women's, but okay.
Well, I mean, that was part of it, I guess.
Let me say, this is in the era before sports bras.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah. So, my wife, gets conned into helping Mrs. Shapiro, chaperone some kids at, like, a dancing and singing brouhaha,
Yeah.
And so, like, they were going to be there for, like, 12 hours. It was, like, some crazy long day.
That's crazy.
And I had nothing to do, so I'm like, I'll just go down. I'll go,
Invite myself on down to that shindig.
No, I said I was coming, and so I was like, okay, well, I'll be here by a certain time, because, you're going to miss the performance. I said, okay, and I Google it.
So just like you have to do, you notified the authorities.
Yeah. I did slip out my bracelet.
That's right, slip out of my ankle bracelet. You're like, honey, where's the Crisco? I want to go for a ride.
I had to figure out what 100 yards was. I had to figure out how long that was.
Yeah.
And then, I'm driving. High school's out in the middle of nowhere. I have two quick stories here. But the first story is that I'm driving, and I think I have found the turnoff. There's not that many turns to this thing. But I'm like, okay, there's the road, okay.
Yeah.
So I get on its little... like a little highway, a little country highway, like, after about 2 or 3 minutes, I realized that this road has doubled back up the general highway I just came from, and actually comes to a dead end at a fence that overlooks the highway I just got off of.
Oh, really? That's cool.
I'm like, son of a bitch, it's like a giant C, it's like,
yeah.
Why would you do this to people?
I think that's what they call you, the giant C.
Hey, the giant C, here he comes. He's really good.
Yeah.
I'm like, shit, I'm going to miss this damn thing. I'm like, Rrr. It was like some bizarre joke, like some cosmic joke. It was like, wow, what's this?
Yeah, that's right? Interesting. Well, they ran out of money, and...
it just ends in a fence. It's just weird. It's like,
they're like, please stop you, Mr. Title. What are you doing at Lookout Point?
Right. It doubles back like 2 or 3 miles, like the way you came. You're like, yeah, paralleling the road. I'm like, what the fuck?
Unfortunately, what? Miles was wearing his self-love t-shirt.
I don't know. I thought it was bizarre. I'm like, okay. But I get there, and it was fine, and everything went fine. And so we get home that night, and my wife is kind of debriefing me on all the behind-the-action.
Yeah, all the gossip.
All the gossip. She goes, oh, my God. She goes, did I have to go to the bathroom? Oh, my God.
This is the gossip? Okay. The bathroom?
Yeah, I'm like, okay, because she had called me up, like, maybe you better bring me a change of clothes before you get here, because, you know, I don't know.
It's not looking good, huh?
Yeah, like, you know, the levee's going to break, you know. She goes, I don't know, I'm just feeling kind of weird, you know. I'm like, okay.
Bring a change of, really, you guys, I think that both of you each should just carry a backpack.
Yeah.
With a change of each other's clothing in it.
Yeah.
Just so that you're, just in case.
Hey, I was going to one of these things about a year ago, and I ripped out my pants right before we had to leave. I'm like, what the hell? I completely ripped out my pants. But so I go, okay, well, what happened? She goes, well, I thought I had, you know, diarrhea, and I went to the bathroom. I'm like, okay. And she goes, I was in there for a while. I'm like, okay. And she goes, all of a sudden, underneath the stall comes a foot.
A foot?
That starts kicking my foot.
It wasn't Lisa Welchel, was it?
Yeah, I'm like, okay. I'm like, well, maybe it was an accident. She goes, no, this person did it three times.
Knock three times on the...
And so, you know, my wife's sneaker. Like, you know, can I help you? Can I help you?
Can I help? Yeah, I don't think that's really the thing that you want to say.
Yeah, you know, or I don't, whatever she said, and then it quit after that, but...
I think you say, fuck off.
Yeah, like, hey, listen, thanks, but no thanks, you know, I'm scared.
You guys are so polite. You know I would, but I'm not a lesbian, but it's okay.
But thank you for asking.
Thanks.
Thank
I'm glad. I think that, you know, even with the smell, you still find me attractive. It's very nice.
You're a pooper trooper, let me give you that. You're hanging in there with it.
Or, I don't know what you're into, but...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm like, are you kidding me? She goes, no. I go, did you see who did it? She goes... Yes and no. She goes, she got out, she was washing her hands, and in the mirror she saw, like, some girl, like, leave the stall.
Yeah.
I'm like, was this girl, like, what do you think? I don't know. I don't know what she was doing. I go, maybe she thought you were, like, one of her friends or something. She goes, maybe? I don't know.
No, do people do that? I've never had that, like, a friend tap my foot underneath the stall door.
No. I have never, ever, ever, even remotely, you know.
Yeah. I don't think so.
Yeah. So I don't know. I just all weird like that. You know what I hate, though, about stalls sometimes is, like, the door. There's, like a space in the door.
That's a funny thing you say this.
And the frame, there's, like a quarter inch, so, like, half an inch of, like, things. Like, so people, like, could walk by and, like, peer in on you, like, hey.
Yeah, hey, look, somebody's taking a shit.
Hey, Bob Lamette.
Yeah. No, you say that, but I think that in the, you know, you always think people say that overseas, you know, people are odd and so forth. Yeah. The United States, as far as I know, I mean, I haven't been out of the country very often, but that crack around all the stalls and everything.
Yeah.
Is very U.S.-centric.
Yeah?
Yeah. In other places, they actually, you get like a little room. You go into it's not a stall like that. It's like, you know, there's no cracks.
Yeah.
So when you go in there, it's private.
You're right.
I mean, it may be open at the top, like up 6 foot or 7 foot or whatever.
Yeah.
But there's no cracks where people can peek in to watch you, you know, taking a crap.
Yeah, I like to have like a coat so I can like hang up a coat and like, okay.
That whole, you know, I don't know who came up with that, but it was some pervy.
That bothers me, yeah, when, like, people could easily peer in there, like, hey, what's up, man?
Or they're walking by real slow.
Yeah. Hey, Blondie.
Yeah, no, that's, yeah, I think that we need to, you know, we need a petition to say, you know.
Yeah.
Seal the cracks.
Seal the crack in the bathroom, man, all right? Let's not let, you know,
It's a little unnerving, yes.
Yeah, yeah.
I suppose they don't want you to hang out in there, but still.
Yeah, I guess. Like,
I guess it's right, for airflow. I don't know.
There's a crack in the door, so I better hurry up and get out of here because I really don't want, you know.
Yeah.
Everybody, like Bob, peering in on me and, you know.
Hey, what you doing in there?
Hey, Miles? Oh, jeez.
Well, what I don't like is there's some, like you said, you're at a school. Some schools take the doors off.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's how our high school was, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I'm like, that's so wrong.
I never crapped at school.
That's so wrong. I mean, how that's got to, there should be, you know, marches and people demonstrating for not having doors on even the cracked open stalls. I mean, okay. That's inhumane.
There's some that are like half stalls too. So when you sit down, you can turn and see the other guy's head next to you.
Oh my God.
You ever see some of those?
No, I never saw those.
I've seen some like that too, where like it's like a half stall, you know?
Oh
like,
my like, God.
It's only like 4 foot tall. Like people, you know, like, hey man, you can just easily talk to the guy next to you. Hey man, Bob, what's up, man?
That's too weird.
Hey, you losing weight?
Yeah, hey, look at that.
Look at that, wow. Look
apparently
good.
That diarrhea diet's really working for you.
Yeah, that would be too, I just would hold, I'd crap my pants or something, like, I'm not doing it.
Oh my gosh, that's horrible. So yeah, she got solicited at the sing-a-thon.
I guess, I still, I mean, I don't know, I go, did you ask the girl? No, I didn't talk to her.
There wasn't like a 20 sticking out of her shoelace, was there?
I don't know.
I can't, I mean, you know, maybe call me a germaphobe or something.
Yeah.
But I just can't see in a public restroom, you know.
Yeah.
Getting it on, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Everyone in the bathroom I've seen, like, completely avoids other people, you know?
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly.
You know, you just, it's just a thing, man. It's like, nah, okay, that's your lane, this is my lane. We'll just kind of, you know, make sure we're clear on that, you know.
Now, on, you know, like regular bathrooms and houses, now that's a different story.
Yeah.
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 That's a different story.
Yeah, that is different. Yeah, that's true.
But the public bathroom? Come on.
Yeah, it's got to have some privacy.
No, well, I just think that's kind of, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Even touching someone's shoe to shoe, I think is gross. I'm like, no.
Yeah, because everybody's, you know, well, I guess in the girls, in the women's restroom.
Yeah.
Maybe not so much piss on the floor, but.
Yeah.
In the guys' restroom.
Yeah.
I'll tell you, I'm in a different building now than I used to be. And still. Oh, hey. Still messy. Like puddles. You know, people don't flush the urinal. It's pathetic.
Is it a unisex
bathroom? No. I don't get it. I don't understand that, the logic there. Are they so scared that they can't actually touch the handle, or are they wanting to show off their, you know?
I was enjoying like the chewing tobacco.
Look what I did.
Like the bloody loogies and whatever else.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
I don't get any of that. That doesn't, I don't understand the point of it.
Yeah.
Now, it used to be in the old building, I used to get there early.
Yeah.
And sometimes I'd go into the bathroom and somebody would leave a present.
Oh.
And there was only one person who could have done it. And that was the overnight security guy.
Mr. Dithers.
Yeah. And I'm like, you son of a bitch.
Zoinks.
I'm like, ugh!
It's the phantom shitter.
Yeah, no, it wasn't phantom at all. I knew the guy.
Drop your pants right now.
And I'm like, he's probably, you know, laughing on the way home because his shift was over. I left a big deuce in the toilet.
I want to measure your circumference.
Yeah. I'm like, ugh. I'm like, that dude is freaky.
Hey, Lament, check this out.
Hey, hey, hey.
Hey, hey, hey.
Buck number two. Yeah, I'm like, that guy.
That is disgusting.
I'm like, you son of a bitch. So anyway, now I don't know who the pisser is now, but yeah, there's somebody who's liking to show, I don't know, wants you to pick up a color chart and see where their urine state is or something. So, I guess your wife going away for the weekend or something now?
Yeah, I guess. She says she's going to keep working at this thing, yes.
I mean, she got, you know, she's going on a nice trip with somebody, or?
I don't know. I don't know.
Maybe, you know.
She's helping out the youth or something. I don't know.
Maybe Desiree's on the outs. And,
yeah.
Yeah, you'll be sitting in the corner watching somebody else.
Yeah.